Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor, and I'm coming to you with Book Club week number 3. This time, it's a little bit of a sad note, but it has a positive ending. So this week, we're looking at a book written by Sheryl Sandberg. She is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer at Facebook. This book is called Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy. So let's open with a quote from her. Life is never perfect. We all live some form of option B. This book is to help us all kick the shit out of it. So, as you can see, there's a little swearing here, but that's okay. It's appropriate in this case. So in the title, there's this word adversity. Now, adversity just means hard times when you go through something really difficult. Like someone passes away or, you know, someone goes bankrupt when those hard times in life happen. Resilience, the second hard word in the title, is just strength or toughness. You're able to not give up. And that's what this is all about. This quote is taking that imperfection in life. We didn't expect it. And it's our option B. It's our second option. It's the option we didn't want, but we're going to kick the shit out of it. We're going to make the best of it. Okay, so let's dive into the text. The last words she ever said to her husband were, "I'm falling asleep." When she was 45 years old, Facebook COO and mother of two, Sheryl Sandberg, found her husband collapsed on the floor of the gym during their vacation in Mexico. He never woke again. She remembers her brother lovingly pulling her away from her husband's body in the hospital as she said her last goodbye. For weeks, Sandberg was devastated and in shock. Her children's cries and screams filled the air. She said that at her husband's funeral, her children could hardly even walk without falling down and wailing. 2 weeks later, she contacted a friend who said that resilience is the strength and speed that we respond to adversity, and that it can be built. She cried in front of this friend, "I want Dave." Her friend replied, "I'm sorry, Cheryl, but option A is not available. But I promise you, I will help you make the most of option B." So let's just take a quick look at this paragraph. It's a little long. So it's, you know, it's a really, really sad story, completely unexpected. Her husband was in good health, but apparently he had some heart condition. Let's just take a look at a couple of words here. Devastated. We usually use this word when something really traumatic, something really awful happens in our lives. In this case, of course, passing away. You can also be devastated, you know, if you fail a really, really important exam, you know, to get in your favorite school. It's when you're so sad and distressed that, you know, nothing seems possible at that time. So for her, her option A, her first choice was to be with her husband. She wanted her husband to be alive, but she didn't have that. Her second option is, well, without him. It's not her first choice. That's why it's called option B. It's not your first choice. But with this, her friend said, you can build resilience. And again, as I said, resilience is just toughness. Okay, you're not going to give up. So let's look at the text again. Sooner or later, we all lose option A in our lives. This book is about learning to thrive with option B. Sandberg and Wharton's top-rated professor, the number one New York Times best-selling authors of Lean In and Originals, have given us a powerful, inspiring, and practical book about building resilience and moving forward after life's inevitable adversity. Okay, just a couple of words here. Thrive. This book is about learning to thrive. Thrive just means being very successful and being happy and successful, basically. And the other word is inevitable. So adversity, adversity is just bad times in our lives that are difficult, and we can't really stop them. We can try to prevent them, but they are going to happen to almost everybody. They are inevitable. Inevitable is something that you cannot prevent, you cannot stop, you cannot expect. Okay, back to the text. Sandberg graduated from Harvard Business School in 1995. She then served as Chief of Staff for United States Secretary of the Treasury, Lawrence Summers. Later, she joined Google as Vice President of Global Online Sales and Operations from 2001 to 2008. She moved to the Facebook team in 2008 when CEO Mark Zuckerberg met her at a Christmas party. She was hired as COO and led the company to its first profits through advertising. In 2012, Sandberg was the first woman to serve on the board of directors at Facebook. So right here, you can see that she has been a very successful woman. Harvard Business School, she also had a Harvard undergraduate degree. But yeah, you can see that she has worked really hard and been really successful at both Google and Facebook, and the first woman to be on the board of directors at Facebook. So this is just a background about her early career and her education, and then her later career. And you can see that even a woman as strong as her was just devastated when her husband died. She thought she couldn't go on. So let's take a look at some quotes to see just how she felt and how she got through this. These are quotes and passages from the book. It's about resilience, so let's take a look at what she says about it. I thought resilience was the capacity to endure pain. But I later learned that our amount of resilience isn't fixed. So I should be asking instead how I could become resilient. So this was really important for her. Her friend told her, you can build resilience. It's not fixed. So you can increase that in your life. Next quote. Resilience is the strength and speed of our response to adversity. And we can build it. It isn't about having a backbone. It's about strengthening the muscles around our backbone. So we all have a backbone, and the backbone, also called our spine, doesn't change very much. And that's what gives us our strength so we can stand. But our muscles are what's really important to being strong, to be able to stand in the midst of adversity when we have it. Next quote. Resilience comes from deep within us and from support outside us. Sometimes we have less control than we think. Other times we have more. I learned that when life pulls you under, you can kick against the bottom, break the surface, and breathe again. Okay, so here, this is a really cool image. Life pulls you under. It's like you're drowning in the water. It pulls you under to the bottom of the water. You can't breathe. You think you're going to die, but you can kick against the bottom. So you go back up to the surface of the water and you can finally breathe again. In this quote also, we see the importance of support outside us. In the book, Cheryl talks a lot about having support and, you know, not trying to hide your feelings. We need to be honest about how we feel, how we are devastated to our friends and even to our coworkers. So you need people to help you through the adversity and to help you be resilient. Okay, let's take a look at some other great quotes from Cheryl's book, Option B. Option A is not available, so let's just kick the shit out of Option B. Now, this is a great quote you can remember when you're feeling that you didn't get your first choice in life or in any kind of expectation, or, you know, when you didn't get as successful as you hoped you would be. Just make the best with what you have. And this was such a great quote that we, again, included it in the beginning. Next quote. Let me fall if I must fall. The one I become will catch me. So this quote may look a little confusing. Let me fall if I must fall. That just means go through adversity and go through hard times. The one I become. That means through hard times, I become a stronger person, and that stronger person will catch me. So when I go through the difficult time, I become a stronger person, and that stronger person will stop me from falling. Next quote. Happiness is the frequency of positive experiences, not the intensity. This was really important for her because she found that after her husband passed away, she just wasn't having a happy time. She would be with her friends or her children, and she just felt empty, a little bit of emptiness, well, a lot actually inside. But she found that happiness is not the intensity. It's not how strong your positive experiences are, but it's how many. So she found that even though her husband wasn't there and it wasn't a 100% happy time, she could have many, many happy times, and that was true happiness for her. Next quote. As we get older, we define happiness less in terms of excitement and more in terms of peacefulness. Peace is joy at rest, and joy is peace on its feet. So we think of happiness, you know, as something that makes us exciting, but it's more about being at peace. Next quote. One of the most important things I've learned is how deeply you can keep loving someone after they die. You may not be able to hold them or talk to them, and you may even date or love someone else, but you can still love them every bit as much. So of course she still misses her husband, and even though she may date or love someone else, it's still okay, and it's human, it's normal to love that person very much who passed away. Next quote. Death ends a life, but it does not end a relationship. Even though her husband died, she still feels like he is with her and she lives with him in her heart. Next quote. When I wrote Lean In, some people argued that I did not spend enough time writing about the difficulties women face when they don't have a partner. They were right. I didn't get it. I didn't get how hard it is to succeed at work when you're overwhelmed at home. This is about her first book, Lean In, which is about women in the workplace, in the workforce. She's obviously a very successful person in the workplace, but when she wrote that first book, people said to her, you didn't really understand when you don't have a partner, a strong, you know, a husband or a wife, you don't really understand how hard it is for you when you're at home without a partner to support you and help you in those times. Last quote. If you take action, you can make things better. So this is a very nice proactive quote. In order to improve your life, you really need to take action. You need to make a step in that direction. Okay, let's look at the task for this week. Number one. What has been one of the most challenging things you've had to deal with in your life? Number two, do you agree with Sandberg that building resilience is key to overcoming adversity? Number three, out of all the quotes we've shared today, choose three of your favorite. Okay, guys, thank you so much for all your homework. I love reading it and commenting on that, and I look forward to seeing all of your ideas and insights into this week 3's book, Option B. Until next time, see you later.